We're going to be learning Siman Shin Samechei, when page 454, we start with Siv Aleph, we're learning Siv Beis and Siv Gimel. I must say, I'm not 100% confident in Siv Gimel, let's say that we're going to learn it together, because I'm not 100% confident, but let's see if we can work it out together. Okay, so we're up to page 454, and again, what we are talking about is a Mavui Shenifratz. Again, a Mavui Shenifratz is a Mavui which has an opening, which Nifratz, again, means opened, breached, broken in. As in picture number one, you see that it's broken on the side. Yeah, it is very important to have pictures. It is. It makes all the difference. So that's Nifratz. So we have over here, in Sif Aleph, we discussed case number one, which you have a Movin, which is Nifratz on the side. And we learned that if the opening is more than Dalet Fochim away from the beginning of the Mavui, then it's okay. It doesn't matter if it's within the very beginning of the Dalet Fochim, Mamash at the beginning of the Mavui, would be a problem. That was discussed in Sif Aleph. Sif Beis tells us the following. Nifatz Mitzidoi, if it is opened, but it's not at the beginning of the Mavui. Sheloi Kraperosho, it is at the end, as in picture number 7. So it's the bridge is not at the beginning, but rather it's at the end of the Mavui. Shi'urei be'eser, then it depends again if it's, how big is this opening? How big is this pitzer? Is it 10 amas or is it not 10 amas long? How big is this opening? Is it broken into this Mavui? Hafilon in Shtaya, in a coastal be'isot klum. Now if it's less than 10 amas, the opening is less than 10 amas, so even if it's broken in a way that there's nothing left, and it's like literally even as the floor is, like there's no broken bits and pieces on the floor, it's absolutely even to the floor, even if there's nothing left by its foundation, it's going to be okay as long as it's less than 10 amas long. That's only if there's loy boki be'rabim. Boki be'rabim means that there is a enormous amount of people that go through it. If you've got enormous amount of people that go through that opening, then you'll have to be masakin. You'll have to do something there. Hamavui, Kaira, Tzuras HaPesach. You'll have to do something there because that's what people are using. But if it's not a huge amount of people trespassing, then you can just leave it open, as long as it is further away from the beginning of the Mavui, and it is less than 10 amas open. But if you've got a lot of people going through it, if there is loads of people going through that opening, then once it's four tefachim open, you'll have to fix it, you'll have to put something on, such as a lechi, koira, or a tzuras ha-pesach. Okay, that's in terms of the opening of the of a pirtza on a pirtza which is not by its opening, by its beginning of the Mavui. Okay, so if Gimel is a combination of two concepts, and it's a little bit, perhaps a little bit complex, and that's why the Mishneh Berurah finds it necessary to actually make a whole hakdom, an introduction, and a background information to this sieve. There's two things happening simultaneously here, and one is very much Mavui related, and one is very much not Mavui related, and that's in terms of Ilchus Chatzeres. So the case that we're talking about is picture number 13. Let's just get the head around this picture 13 just to have a bit of clarity what's going on. What can we see in picture 13? What is it? It's a Mavui, which is very good. So really, what's going on is as follows. You've got a Mavui, which is opening to the Shusrabim on the bottom right, as you can see. And it's open. And now it's open. But what's a little bit complex about it, so peculiar, is that it doesn't open. Normally, a Mavui ends the top part, the end bit, will normally go into something. This is not a conventional ending because it's going into a Chotzer. The top left is a Chotzer. And that Chotzer goes into a Shusarabim. So you've got Ushusarabim opening into a Mavui, which that in turn goes into a Chotzer, and that Chotzer leads into a Shusarabim. Now, to make things more complex, what's going on over here is that actually this was not initially historically like that, but there was two walls that fell down. One wall that fell down was the one from the Chotzer to the Shusarabim, I don't know how visible it is that it was once a wall, and it broke down, and but that's what happened. So the chotzer actually was once closed and enclosed, and now it's open to Shus Rabim. Similarly, also the border between the Mavri and the chotzer, so the area which turns from white into light gray, that was also once, there was a wall there once, but that fell down too. So there was once two walls, and these are two pirzas now. And that's what we're discussing now. Good. We are going to be focusing on two discussions, two halachas. One is the discussion as to whether we need a lechi or a mavoi, towards a Pesach. We're going to be discussing that. And then there's something else which we need to discuss, and that is in terms of Echatzeres. Echatzeres is very, very important and very relevant, but that is not really discussed over here so much. It's really discussed a little bit later. What's the loch of Erev Chatzeros? Abba, so what's Erev Chatzeros? What's an Erev Chatzeros? What is it exactly?
Allows the participants of a chotzer to carry outside of their houses together.
That's right. So the way it works is that normally when you have Erev Shus Yochid, there is numerous people living in. So you've got a chotzer in, you know what, the block of flats is a perfect example. If you've got a block of flats, are you allowed to carry in the staircase? Why not? It's all enclosed. It's all a Rosh Hashanah. It's not public domain. It's a private.
It is technically a public domain. It's a common part.
Oh, but in terms of domains, you're right, and ultimately you're right. But in terms of domains on a Torah level, is it private? Is it Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah? What is it? It's enclosed. It's got the definition of Rosh Hashanah. It's got four walls around it. So this is Rosh Hashanah. But so in theory, it is a Rosh Hashanah. But you are right as well, that is a public, huge amount, there's many people accessing it. So it's not a typical Rosh Hashanah, because many people are using it. So therefore, Chum were concerned, and they said that you've got to do Erev Chatzeres. Erev Chatzeres means that you're enabling other people, by making Erev, you're many people together have a combined food, your machnate, the technicalities will leave for the simon later. But the point being is that you're sharing the food, all of you together, and therefore you're showing that it's, and therefore you're allowed to carry them.
There are different entrances. So each there's a one whole building, but there's different entrances to each.
Yeah, you will still need a chaseres. So you know,
each one separately, each part. Will
no.
One, or be, there could be a whole communal one.
Communal one. One communal will do. Now, the halacha is that.
Some of the
residents
are not Jewish.
That's a very big discussion, which we'll discuss then. That's a very important discussion. What happens if some of them are going? What if one is going? Few are going? That's a discussion. We'll discuss them in much, much detail later, Mitzvah Hashem. Now, there's a halacha that what happens if there is an area which has what happens if there's a chotzer, a courtyard, and let's say you even in the courtyard, and that is accessible and connected to another area. So the halacha is that even if you made an Eruv Chatzeres in one area, if there's a direct access to the Mavui, to the other area, he could forbid the other area unless they've been connected together. So we'll see that shortly. Let's start Siv Gimel. Okay, Mavui Shenifrat B'Miloyoy. Once you've got if you've got a Mavui, Shenifrat B'Miloyoy, which is completely open, lechotze into a courtyard. Venifras a chotze, and the chotze is open in its own right, mitzal sheni on the other side, lo shus rabim to shus rabim, which is very much, picture number 13. So that's it, yeah, it's picture 13. You've got a mavui leading into a chotze, there was once a wall which came down, and the chotze leading into a shus rabim, that also, there was once a wall which came down. Now, if they did not make an Eruv together, Eruv Chatzeres together, the Bnei Mavui, the people living in the Mavui, together with the Bnei Chotzer, the people living in the Chotzer, if they did not make a Eruv Chatzeres together, then the halacha is Chotzer Mutter, the Yid living in the Chotzer, they are allowed to carry, although it's opened, and there is an opening straight to the Mavui. Although there's many people trespassing and going through it, nevertheless, people in the Chotzer may carry. provided shloye yoyse me'esa, as long as the opening is not longer than 10 amos, the opening from the mavui to the chotzer may not be 10 amos, then it doesn't, yeah. Where they're talking about the pirtza which is going into the Rishus Rabim, uveina pirtza shel tzad mavui, and all the pirtza which goes into the mavui, to ask chashiva kapsochim, then it would be called a pesach if it's less than 10. Aval imo yo hapirtza yoyse me'esa amos, but if either of them, so that's the answer, if either of them is wider than 10, choshev pirtza gmura, it's considered pirtza gmura, va'avinifritz lemokim ha'osula, and it is considered open to a forbidden area, ve'einu nita ala b'tzotz ha'pesach, and it will require to us a pesach. Maybe more than 10 amos, either of them. Yes. And you will be able to carry in the chotzer. Chotzer is mutter. But if any of them are more than 10, it becomes also you need to as a pesach. Oymen meruba. No, not because of oymen meruba. Because as the Mishnah Berurah explains, it's considered a pirtze gmura. Once you've got a pirtze gmura, you need to fix it. Even if the side will be less than 20. It won't make it. It doesn't matter if it's even if there are more than 20 on each side. It's not about omen moruba. It's simply because if it's more than 10, we've seen that earlier as well. If something is more than 10, it's considered pirtzik mura. You need to sort it out to a pesach. Ubelvat shalay yoisem esa umavui also. However, the white area that is the mavui that is also hafilu einu neged pirtzas hachotza. Even if it is not directly opposite the chotza, such as in picture. If you look in the back of the Mishnah Berurah, page 16. Afilu einoi neged pirtzas. Even if it is not opposite, directly opposite, as in picture 14 on page 16, even in such a case, the halacha is that the mavui, i.e. the white shaded area, is also, you may not carry in that area. Why? Tekeven shelo eruv mavui oiseres olav. Since there was no eruv, because of eruv chatzeres reason, since there was no eruv in that area, it becomes also. So, in both cases, picture 13 and picture 14, the chotzer area, the grey area, you're allowed to carry, and the white area, the mavui, you're not allowed to carry. V'kugoyin, so shal shenichnus v'kos le'amavui b'chotzer, be'inun shena gifufim shenishiru b'chotzer niren l'mishoyim v'mavui, which is just a description of picture 14, that you've got on, it's not directly opposite. Aval im nirin, but if it is seen, oin lo mishum lechi. So if the uvmuta and you're allowed to carry. So this is now picture 16, which is very interesting. That picture 16 is telling us that if you've got a case, unlike picture 14, but if you've got picture 16 scenario, then actually you're allowed to carry in the white area. Why are you suddenly allowed to carry in the white area in the mavui? The answer is because of a unconventional lechi that has been established over here. If you look on the sides, the walls, which looks like the T, should we call it the T, like the letter T, out of the mavui into the chotzer, the border between the mavui and the chotzer, that is the wall on the right and the wall on the left, like the T, right? Those two walls actually can be considered a lechi, one lechi on the right and one lechi on the left. So whilst it is true, in principle, you're not allowed to carry in the mavui. That's true, but once you're making the tikkun, you're allowed to carry. Then here is a tikkun, because you've got two lechayim. You've got a lechi on the right and a lechi on the left, and therefore you have allowed thereby carrying in the mavui, because the count is a lechi. The count is a lechi, and therefore you're allowed to carry in the mavui. So again, the chotzer you're allowed to carry either way. The mavui we said you're not allowed to carry because you need a tikkun. So, but if you've got a scenario, a case such as in picture 16, not like in picture 14. Picture 14. No, it is not. If you look, it's not so. Because it is the Gifufim, which the Shulchan Aruch mentioned and emphasized, it is not very visible. But if you look really, really carefully, you see that the wall out of the Mavui is going into the Chotzer. These are called the Gifufim, and that makes that the two walls on the right and on the left are not Lechayim anymore. But in the. Yes, you have to knock it out and you have to go to Lechayim. The halacha is that Lechi or Oimim Me'ilov is considered Lechi. And these are Lechayim or Oimim Me'ilov. They are Lechayim. So therefore you're allowed to carry in the Movi area. But alternatively, another option is, if you made an Eiluv, how do we make an Eiluv normally? How is an Eiluv Chatzeros done? Yeah, you take for instance, yeah? And you make an Eruv with it. So if you make that Eruv, that would work too. You can make an Eruv. What you're doing is that all the inhabitants of this Mavui, there you make an Eruv, you join them together with the inhabitants of the Chotzer. So that's fine. V'im Eruv b'nei ha-Chotzer b'nei ha-Mavui. If you're making Eruv between the b'nei ha-Chotzer and the b'nei ha-Mavui, v'ha-Pirtso she-b'mavui le-Chotzer eino mitzad ha-Chotzer, and the Pirtso is not in enum, it's not on the side of the chotzer. Where pirtz is the chotzer, mitzala sheinim chavonas can I get pirtz tamavui? Look at picture 17. And you've got that case over here that it's not right opposite. So that's another condition. Where chotzer shel rabim, and the chotzer belongs, this chotzer area belongs to, is a public access. And then gamavui mutter, and the mavui is going to be permitted. So picture 17, is mutter as well. You don't have a lechayim, agreed. And in principle, it should be also agreed. But since you're making an Eruv, the Chotzer is Mutter anyway. And if you're Ma'arev, the Bnei Amavui, together with the Bnei Chotzer, it becomes one large area, and therefore permitted to carry in the Mavui area. Like any conventional Eruv Chatzeros that would work. Finally, Avolim Loy Eruv continues to Shulchan Aruch. But if he did not make an Eruv, Hafilo Eruv appears the Chotzer the Mavui Mitzidoy. If you've got a picture 18, that the opening goes left out, or even if it is right in the middle of the chotzer, like in the earlier picture, it's in the middle of the chotzer. For appears the chotzer mitzad hasheni kenegdo, or yafinu elo keneged the chotzer v'chutz shel yochid. Also. So the other case that it would be also would be if any of those conditions are not fulfilled, such as picture 18, or you don't have the lechayim and you don't make an eruv, it would still be there's an additional problem over here. If the inhabitants of picture, if you look at picture 18, if the chotzer is a chotzer shel yochid, if it's a privately used chotzer, that itself is a reason why it should become also a privately used. If the chotzer is private use, then you cannot be ma'arev together with the Bnei Mavui, and therefore it's going to be also. Right, and now. Finally, that's the final loch of this eve. V'im nifratz l'chova psucha misosayim. What happens? Is there a picture of that? Picture 19? No, there isn't. It's not a picture. But if it opens up, not into a chotzer, but it opens up into a psucha misosayim, into an area which is less than sosayim, into a l'chova, into an area which is less than sosayim, Oy, yourself to sign book of the deal. Or it is even an area which is bigger than sosayim. The hook of the deal, but it's been enclosed for residential use. Dinoi, the aloch is going to nifratz the chotzer as if it's considered open to the chotzer. But if the mavui opens up into an area which is larger than sosayim, for loyuk for the deal, and it's not being enclosed for residential purpose, havikil nifratz the kamelitz, v'tzorech tikkun, then it will be considered that if it goes into a kamelitz, v'tzorech tikkun, and requires a tikkun. So everything we discussed now of a mavui opening into a chotzer, that's only if the chotzer is a slightly public chotzer. If it belongs to Yochid, then you're stuck. And on the other hand, if the chotzer is not a small chotzer, but it's a Yosem Mesosayim, who is Shaloik of Radira, then you can have a problem in the tick on its own right. So that's the halacha of this interesting case. Save Dalet. Moving on to a completely different subject. Siv Dalet tells us the following shaila. We know, we've been speaking extensively about the Koira. What's the Koira again? the beam, the cross beam, the cross beam. Now, we know we have to put a cross beam to allow carrying in the mobway. Now, the question is, what if, imagine you've got a big beam. Are you allowed to carry underneath this cross beam? Yes or no? Is the koira itself a matir? Does only allow it from the back or from its beginning, of the edge of the... So where does the carrying... Where's the permission? Where does it start? Is it from the beginning of it or the end of it? Is it underneath it? Are you allowed to carry underneath it? You're saying that? Obviously, yes. It's all ideas to allow. Okay, says Shulchan Aruch Seif Dalet. Mutar l'shtamesh tachas ha-koira. You're allowed. Yes, as you said. Mutar l'shtamesh tachas ha-koira. You're allowed to carry underneath the koira. Although it is a machlokes in the Gemara. But we pasken that you're allowed to carry under the koira. V'kenegid alechi, and right opposite the lechi too. But it's not always true. There's a qualifying condition. That is only if it opens up to the Rishus Rabbim. But when the Movi opens up into a Kamelis, also, then it would be forbidden. So if it's a Rishus Rabbim, if the Movi, the Chotzer, goes into Rishus Rabbim, then you're allowed to carry underneath the beam. But if it's from Movi into a Kamelis, then you'll not be allowed to carry underneath the beam. Also, whether it's underneath the koira, opposite the lechi, he will not allow you right opposite the lechi either. Why? Because because if you've got the kamelis is a domain which is going to swallow up this koira, and it's going to swallow up the lechi. It's going to join up. It's going to merge with the kamelis outside. It's not going to merge. A lechi or a koira is never going to merge with Rosh Hashanah. No shaychas. It can't go. It can't join a Rosh Hashanah. A koira, no connection. But the kamelis is a lighter kind of domain, and therefore the koira and the lechi will be joining the kamelis. That area, that specific area, Motzo min es minoy, it finds its type, its friend, v'neir, and it gets wakened up. So, although yes, of course in principle it's Rosh Hashanah, but the area underneath the koira and the area opposite the lechi, you're not allowed to get, which the rabbi said, gentlemen, down here, we've got a lechi, or imagine you've got a koira, well, lechi, whatever, you've got lechi on the side. So we're now learning a very important rule, that when we are saying that you're allowed to carry opposite, right next to the lechi, or underneath the koira, that you have to look, where is it leading into? What's the other side of it? If it's a public domain, then it's fine. You can carry underneath the koira, right opposite the lechi, you're allowed to. But if it leads into a kamelis, such as in most cases, then the halacha is, you may not carry opposite the lechi, you may not carry underneath the koira. Right, that's it for this evening. I wish you a very good Shabbos.